You're listening to Heritage Radio Network, broadcasting live from Bushwick, Brooklyn. If you like this program, visit heritageradionetwork.org for thousands more. This is Rooftop Farming with Ben Flanner, a weekly update on heritageradionetwork.org, live from the Brooklyn Grange.
All right, well, welcome and thank you for tuning in. We are on the line with Ben Flanner, and this week we're going to be talking lettuce. So, Ben, let's jump right in. Give us the scoop.
Hey, Aaron. So we're going to talk about lettuce this week. It's a very important crop at the farm. We do lots of production for it, and it has very consistent high demand. To be honest, the entire farm could be lettuce, and obviously we'd have plenty of demand for it. So as it is, it's one of the higher percentages of things that we grow across it. We grow lots of different types of lettuce, particularly heads, which include bibs, romaines, butterheads. We really like some of the ones with freckled leaves that have a nice texture and color as well as flavor. But that's the typical kind of the head lettuce. And then also there is baby lettuce, which is where we harvest individual leaves and mix them into a salad mix, like a mesclun mix or something like that. So I thought it would be interesting to talk a little bit about the two different types, sort of like I'll take you through the how we grow the head lettuce and then also how we grow the baby lettuce, because they are actually fairly different.
That sounds great. So
we'll start with head lettuce. It typically, especially at this time of the year, we start it in our seedling tray. So we take it to our greenhouse or our hoop house, and we take a seedling tray. Often maybe a 72, meaning that there's 72 holes in the 10 by 20 inches that the tray is. And we put one seed in each cell or hole, each little plug for a space. Lettuce has a high germination rate, often above 90%, so we don't need to double up the seeds. We don't need to put two. One is good. And you plant it about a quarter inch down, and then you gently cover it. Lettuce likes the temperature around 70 degrees to germinate. It's pretty forgiving, so it will germinate in 60. But once you start hitting 80, 90 degrees, actually, you see a significant decrease in the germination of it. Just really like that kind of middle temperature. It's not a hot weather crop or not really a super cold weather crop either. So hopefully it germinates after maybe a week or so. And after about 35 days in its little plug, 35 is an average, it's going to, and once it's developed about four new leaves, it'll spring out of the ground with two leaves that come out with the seed. Those are called seed leaves. But then once it grows about four new leaves on its own, then it's ready to go outside, meaning if you leave it in these tight little plugs, obviously you're not going to get a big, nice lettuce head. So we take that out into the bed, we rake it out, smooth it out, and then we measure them, add some compost, and we measure about 8 to 10 inches between each plug. And we transplant, we take them out of the trays and put them in. And then after another, say, 30 to 40 days, we should have a nice little head, and then we chop it at the base, and we harvest as a head of lettuce. Now, baby leaves are very similar genetics, of course, and you can swap seeds. You can interchangeably use them. However, there are also some seeds that are a little bit more tailored towards the mixes versus the heads. Over years of breeding and studying, they've come up with different varieties that work a little bit better for each other. And then often in baby leaves, you can do all the same type of plant, but you can also do a mix. It's nice to get like a full bed with a couple different colors and textures and flavors, and then when you harvest it, when you clip it all down, you just mix it all together, leave it as it is, and then you have your ready-to-go mix. Oak leaves are very common in mixes, as are Lola Rosa, which is my favorite. It's a very pretty little curly leaf. It's red on top and then green on bottom. I'm looking at a picture of one right now. So when we do the baby mixes, we always do those straight into the ground because you're planting thousands and thousands of seeds at a time, and it would be physically impossible and inefficient to transplant them. And in that case, we have a nice little four-row cedar. Definitely not mandatory, but recommended at a commercial scale to use some sort of a seeding device. And we load it up and plant it. Plant the same depth, about a quarter inch, and they germinate around the same time. However, you're at a little bit more of the whim of Mother Nature at this point. And ideally, you're putting down a seed basically every half inch, which would mean to the right, left, front, and back of every seed, another half inch or so, you got another seed. And they all come up and germinate and grow. And then at that point, that type of crop is only a 30-day crop. So 1 month from when you put it in, say about 4 or 5 days to germinate, and then another 25 days to grow. And after a month, you're ready to go, and you got your, say, you can just imagine like 3-4 inch high, nice, delicate little leaves all mixed together. And you come through and you just clip them. You clip them a little bit above the base. Because the base can get a little bit more fibrous, plus if you give them a little room, then they might grow back and you can clip them again. You clip down the whole bed and you mix them together, and then you have your mesclun mix. So lots of people come by and they say, oh, how do you grow baby lettuce? How do you grow head lettuce and things like that? So it's fun to explain it, how the differences between the techniques.
Yeah, and I just want to be clear. So I could plant the same seed one way or the other, and that will kind of determine whether I get like a baby leaf or a head. It's the technique, not necessarily the seed. Is that right?
Yeah, exactly. And it's the spacing, because if you're planting every half inch, which is the method with the baby mix, the lettuce doesn't physically have enough room to develop a head. They would compete too much. So they're reaching, they compete, and that's part of the process of it. And they reach for the sky, they reach for the sun, and they get maybe just a little bit taller and thinner. That's that method. But then when you're planting heads, you need each plant to have a full 10 inches or so around it until the next plant. So it has room to spread out and multiply its leaves and do its thing.
Awesome. Well, Ben, thanks so much for giving us the lettuce update. I really appreciate you taking some time away from the farm. And we will check in with you again next Thursday for another report.
All right, have a great farm report.
Thanks. Thanks for tuning in. If you want to find more information on the Brooklyn Grange, check out their events, volunteer, take a tour of the farm, visit them at www.brooklyngrange.com. And thanks for listening.
Thanks for listening to this program on heritageradionetwork.org. You can find all of our archived programs on our website or as podcasts in the iTunes store by searching Heritage Radio Network. You can like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at @heritage_radio. You can email us questions at any time at info@heritageradionetwork.org. Heritage Radio Network is a nonprofit organization. To donate and become a member, visit our website today. Thanks for listening.